Title: Proposed Medicare Payment Policy Changes for Hospitals and Long-Term Care Hospitals. Content: The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, recently published its proposed payment rules for General Acute Care Hospital Inpatient Services and Long-Term Care Hospital, LTACH, Inpatient Services for Federal Fiscal Year, FY 2027, the proposed rule. Comments must be submitted by June 9, 2026. The FY 2027 proposed rule provides a 2.4% payment rate increase for both General Acute Care Hospitals and Long-Term Care Hospitals, LTCHs, while introducing a significant new mandatory episode-based payment model, CJRX, that will hold hospitals accountable for post-discharge spending and quality for certain surgical procedures. The proposed rule also tightens pathways for new technology add-on payments, HAPs, imposes new conditions on graduate medical education reimbursement, and codifies cost reporting rules for organ acquisition costs and other types of providers. Two key rural hospital payment programs, the Medicare Dependent Hospital Program and the Low Volume Hospital Adjustment, are set to expire on December 31, 2026 absent congressional action, creating particular urgency for small and rural hospitals. Of most significant interest to hospital administrators, compliance teams, and council, 1. Modest payment rate increases for most hospitals. CMS proposes a 2.4% payment rate increase for IPPS hospitals, 3.2% market basket update minus 0.8 percentage point productivity adjustment, estimating approximately $1.4 billion in increased payments nationwide. Hospitals must participate in the Hospital Inpatient Quality Reporting, IQR, program and be meaningful EHR users to receive the full payment update. For LTCHs, CMS proposes the same 2.4% update to the standard payment rate, expecting approximately $55 million in increased payments for standard rate discharges. LTCHs that fail to submit quality reporting data would receive only a 0.4% update. 2. A critical deadline for Congress, expiring payments to support rural hospitals without congressional action, 2 long-standing Medicare payment programs supporting small, rural hospitals will expire on December 31, 2026. The MDH program provides additional reimbursement to small rural hospitals with fewer than 100 beds and a high percentage of Medicare discharges, not less than 60%. Beginning January 1, 2027, absent a change in law, MDH-qualifying hospitals will revert to the standard federal IPPS rate. Similarly, the low-volume hospital adjustment, a sliding scale increase for hospitals with fewer than 3,800 total discharges located more than 15 road miles from another hospital, will revert to more restrictive permanent criteria, fewer than 200 discharges, more than 25 road miles. CMS estimates extending both programs through FY 2027 would result in approximately $0.4 billion in additional payments. Rural hospitals relying on these designations should actively monitor congressional action. 3. Nationwide expansion of mandatory episode-based payment models. CJRX and Team CMS proposes to expand the Comprehensive Care for Joint Replacement, CJR, model under the name CJRX, making it mandatory for all eligible acute care hospitals nationwide beginning October 1, 2027. CJRX covers lower extremity joint replacement, LEJR, surgeries, hip, knee, and ankle, in inpatient and hospital outpatient settings. Critical access hospitals, psychiatric hospitals, certain cancer hospitals, hospitals in Maryland, and other non-IPPS/OPPS hospitals would be exempt. CJRX would hold hospitals accountable for LEJR episode spending and quality during the inpatient or outpatient procedure and for 90 days post-discharge, using regional risk-adjusted target prices. CMS proposes a 2% discount factor in calculating target prices, reduced for participants achieving excellent or good composite quality scores. Participants whose actual spending is less than the risk-adjusted and quality-adjusted target price would receive reconciliation payments. Those exceeding the target must repay the difference to CMS. The proposed rule also addresses mandatory beneficiary notice and freedom of choice protections, financial sharing arrangements between providers and suppliers in accordance with published safe harbors to the Federal Anti-Kickback Statute for CMS-sponsored model arrangements, limited beneficiary incentives, including technology provided to beneficiaries, waivers of certain M.